your heart.
I just sorry, I was on mute. You're good to go, Barb.
Oh, thanks, Larry. Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Tyson.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's do again a quick round of thanks for the roll call. I really appreciate that, Tyson. That's so helpful. But do people want to? Do we know who all's here? Do we want to do another round of hello? We're here, just to get wait a few more minutes for Susan, or should we get going?
Well, I'd say we get going, Barb, and then we can just do another quick roll call, and then we can go ahead and roll right into your meeting.
Extra hard.
sorry, I was on mute. You're good to go, Barb.
Oh, thanks, Larry. Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Tyson. You're welcome. Okay, so let's do again a quick round of thanks for the roll call. I really appreciate that, Tyson. That's so helpful. But do people want to? Do we know who all's here? Do we want to do another round of hello? We're here, just to get wait a few more minutes for Susan, or should we get going?
Well, I'd say we get going, Barb, and then we can just do another quick roll call, and then we can go ahead and roll right into your meeting.
Excellent. Okay. Again, Barbara. My name's Barbara, Vice Chair, and I'll hand it to Tyson.
Tyson Gillespie, I'm committee member.
Joel Michelle, family member.
Joanna, if you want to go next.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna with Coyote Task Force, and I'm a committee member.
Good morning.
Phyllis, if you want to go next.
Phyllis Grant, community member, Family Involvement Center.
And has Susan joined yet? I haven't seen if she did.
Probably not. She had to go outside to get signal.
Okay. All right. And then if our guests could introduce themselves, Haley.
This is Haley Winterberg with Mundell and Complete Care.
Okay, Melissa.
Hi, this is Melissa Brown with Arizona Complete Care.
Haseem.
Hi, this is Haseem Dietrich. I'm a staff attorney with the Arizona Center for Disability Law.
Sophie.
Hi, everyone. Sophie Stevenson with United Healthcare Community Plan.
Okay. And I see that Joanne Kautzman has joined as well.
Hi, everyone. This is Joe Kautzman with Banner University Health Plan.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
And I believe that's everybody, Barbara.
Excellent. Thank you, Tyson. That's perfect. Okay, we have minutes to review, everyone. Tyson did a beautiful job, and the minutes have been circulated. Did y'all get a minute to glance at them or read them? Just in case that they didn't, they're wonderful and pretty brief. Let's see, is there anything? Do you want to do a really quick review of these, Tyson, just real brief, and then we can accept these?
Sure. Minutes I submitted out to the committee this morning. I do have a New Year's resolution to send them out probably within a week of the meeting. And it just was an overview of the updates from the committees and the community members who had given us information. So no real action steps that were needing follow up between last meeting and this meeting.
Perfect. With everyone's, do we have any questions on these? If not, can I get a moment to accept?
Okay.
committee members?
Motion to accept.
Okay. I think that's wonderful, but I think I need it from a committee member, Joe, you know, from either. Oh, was that you, Joe? Yes, thank you.
That was me.
Thank you, Joe. Perfect. Can I get
You're quite welcome.
I'll second. And so I miss your voice. I don't recognize it anymore.
Thank you.
That's good. That's not good. Anyway, okay. So, and I'll second. And so we can accept those again. Thank you, Tyson. And Larry, Frederica, do you have anything for us?
Yes, I've got a couple updates for the group. We had our third out of four meetings with the Abuse and Neglect Task Force. And then we have one more scheduled in the first quarter of next year. Now on the third, on our last meeting, I think it was December 2nd, we finalized the flow chart on how a claim starts within Access and how the IOC integrates with that particular claim all the way through from start to finish. And then the handoff to the IOC if the IOC determines that there was a human rights violation. And it's a very detailed flow chart. If y'all have not seen that, I'd be happy to send that out to the group. So you can take a look at that, review it. If you have any questions, please let us know. And it's also posted on Access's website as well. So I'll send the flowchart out to the groups for everybody to review that. And then I guess the other housekeeping issue I have would be the annual report for your committee, and then your bylaws, your guidelines for your committee. So I'm waiting on those so I can get that rolled up and get those submitted. The annual report submitted, and then the bylaws, what I will do once I receive those, I'm going to post those on our website for public comment. And then they'll be on our website for 30 days. And then if there's any public comment, then our director will take those into account. Include those in the minutes if he deems necessary, if he thinks it's necessary that those comments are taken. So that's pretty much it. I know y'all were working towards the finalization of both of those documents, so I'm looking forward to getting those so I can get those submitted to everybody that needs those or are waiting on those reports. So any questions anybody might have for me, I'd be happy to take them. Try to answer those.
I do for you, Larry. The flow chart again. Am I to understand? Is that the process? I mean, I was wondering if that's about accident, incident. Is that what you said, or issues with the providers? In other words, does that? How do I say this? How does that link into the QM server? Is this the flow chart going to just show us the process of how the whole thing happens, how those reports get up there? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, it's not necessarily the reports. It's how the claim starts and how it ends. So it follows the claim throughout the process. So it really doesn't really address the QM portal or any other reporting mechanisms from that standpoint. But it follows it from when the claim is filed and how it goes throughout the process throughout the system. And it's kind of beneficial to some people who are visual learners. So they can look at it and see where it starts and where it finishes and how the IOC, most importantly, how it interacts with the IOC and how the claim interacts with the IOC rather. So, it's a detailed report and it's pretty easy to follow. But I'll be happy to get that out to the group so you guys can take a look at it, review it. If you have any questions on it, I'll be happy to fill those at your next meeting. Or you can always feel free to send me an email I'd be happy to get those answered if I can. If not, then I'll have to defer that over to Frederica at Access, and we can help come up with an answer for the group. So, but it's a detailed flowchart, and I think you would like it. I think it's beneficial.
Visual is a good
process.
Thanks.
Yes, absolutely.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you. And we'll be touching on both bylaws and annual report a little further down on the agenda.
That's great. Thank you.
You betcha.
Hi, Barb. I'm on. Thank
you. Oh, Ken? Oh, welcome.
Yeah, well, technical difficulties here, but my granddaughter found the answer, found the cord.
I know what you mean.
You
okay,
know,
thank you.
Yeah, I'll just join in. Go ahead. Thanks, Barb. Yeah,
okay, good.
And Larry.
I'm glad you're here. Okay, so wonderful. Frederica, did you have any anything that you wanted to talk to us about?
Yeah, not currently. You know, we're still just trucking along with your requests and anybody. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, dear. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. If you guys have any concerns or questions, you always can always email me. And again, I'll make sure to get those requests and everything situated for you. I know there's a few people that have asked for portal questions. So again, we're always here to help. Just let me know. But other than that, we don't have any updates from Access. Thank you.
Hello.
Forgive me.
Morning, Ken.
I'm sorry, y'all. Susan is having trouble getting on the call. I'll be 1 second, I promise.
It helps to have a 13-year-old grandchild here.
My 6-year-old Ken destroyed his own computer because he inactivated the Wi-Fi, and a friend of mine that works in IT couldn't even fix it. So I think younger people probably know a whole lot more than he wanted a new computer, so he figured out how to break it. So
get a new computer, one that's faster probably. I mean, and they're coming out, you know, at out of the womb with, you know, big thumbs and just Skyping. It's unbelievable. But 2, 3, 5, it's in the genes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so.
Oh boy.
Barb, you okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to help Susan get on board. I don't know if she can't get through. She can't. Well, never mind. Yes, where are we? Okay. Sorry about that. Yes.
You left off, Larry.
And I appreciate you, sharing with everybody how brilliant our kids are, and I'm grateful for it. Is Jason here today? Is he able to join us?
He was not on.
Oh, Jason was here.
Was not on.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Tyson. Okay, so just moving on down that the agenda, the member recruitment outreach. I think that's still. Thank you, COVID. That's still on hold. Unless, does anybody have any, does anyone know anyone that is looking for things to do during COVID? You know, quarantine pastimes?
I do know that.
Larry, I want to thank Larry because he did send an update to NAMI. I've asked the NAMI director a couple times to post it in the NAMI newsletter, which comes out about quarterly. And she did post it. Larry, so thank you about the group and, you know, that we meet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that was a little paragraph in the newsletter, last one that came out in the fall. Just want to interject.
Oh, that's great, Ken.
That's excellent.
Ken, is there a way you can, Ken, is there a way you can forward that to me? Is that through an email?
Sure. I could get that somehow to you. But it's a good, you know, what you wrote there. It says, your rights, and I won't read the whole thing, obviously, for the sake of time, but the Independent Oversight Committee, previously referred to as HRC, blah, 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 and that, and then just goes down to the dates and information and then the, you know, contact, etc. But I'll get it to you, so I won't delay the tie up the meeting here. So what's this for that?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Barb?
Sorry, I just called Susan. I had a light bulb went off on how she could get in touch with this. If she'd look at a previous agenda, there's a call-in number on there. I'm just trying to get her connected. So again, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, thank you. All right. Let me see. I want to go back to that member outreach. Deaths, exclusion, restraints. I know this are busy times. Has anyone had an opportunity? I'm going to be upfront and say I have not yet during these times been able to get back on the server and take a look at any reports. Has anyone else on the committee had an opportunity to look at the reports? Okay. Anyone? I hear crickets.
Barb, this is Phyllis, and I have not gotten onto there. I still need the training. I totally forgot about it. So I believe Frederica sent me a link, so I will go back to my emails. I apologize. I totally forgot about doing this.
Totally understand. We'll get this done. We'll, you know, in all fairness to all of us.
As far as the committee goes, I understand the death incident. Tyson's taking the lead on that, as also Joanna, is that correct? Joanna, are you there?
Yeah. It's
okay, those two are that area, and I just want to interject that. So,
apparently we did get this under some sort of organization last month, and it's Phyllis and I will do our best to do seclusion restraints, and Tyson, Susan, and Joanna will review the IADs.
Right. So,
yeah. So Tyson and Joanna. So perfect.
Okay.
All right. Let me get back to it here. Board and care is, unfortunately, we can't move on that. And special populations, Sharon.
Wait, let me stop there. Let me interrupt you a little more on board and care. Tyson, you're on. I spoke with him briefly, and just to share, I guess you guys are doing, as I recall, Mesa's throughout Intermountain. I know we're shifting gears, doing room and board, or at least not room and board, but so much as inspections of different sites. Could you elaborate?
So, at Community Partners, which is a subsidiary of Intermountain, we have a program that goes out and is still seeing people during COVID. And some of those members are at board and care arrangements. As staff have gone out, they have provided, you know, update if there's concerns for those members that we're working with, if they're not getting the support they need. And so we do have people going out. We're not necessarily doing the inspections that this committee would do, but we do have staff out, and as concerns are being brought up, to me, through their clinical leader, you know, we try to address those or assist the member in looking at alternate care arrangements if needed.
So you're going into individual, I mean, talking to them one-on-one, you know, with an individual member, and perhaps going into their home or visiting in that setting? Is that the set? What's the setting? Just to fill.
Yeah. It would be wherever they're living. So for those members who are in board and care arrangements, it would be in that setting that they're living in.
Right. Okay. So I thought. So it is going on, at least. And so we should probably be talking about whether we want to, perhaps not this meeting, but the future, just want to, my two cents, see how we could resume or go back to doing site visits. Since you guys are, obviously, you're all wearing masks and trying to be COVID, you know, sensitive. But so right. Far you've been in, and there's been no least noticeable negative result. Okay. So I just wanted to interject thank you for letting me know earlier. So I thought I'd put you on for that. Any comments from anyone?
Hi, this
as far as doing site visits, I think we should still wait.
This is Joe. I'd like, just like to know if there's a possibility of Tyson sharing some of that information with the committee, especially for the places that they deem need some special attention.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, so Joe, I think as long as I can do it in a way that prevents any disclosure of our patient information, we definitely can, especially during this time where the committee can't be doing some of the visits.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, we would not be interested. Yeah, it'd be strictly a rights issue. But thank you, Joe. And wouldn't be any violation of individual identity for sure.
And Ken, my only comment is, oh, I'm sorry, who was that?
It's me, Barbara. It's Melissa Brown from Arizona Complete Health. I was just going to ask that if you guys are thinking about it, or if you know that you're ready and you're going to need the list to start doing the visits again, if you can let me know, because that deliverable or requirement for the providers to provide that report is on hold since you haven't been doing them. But if it's something that you know that you're going to start up again, I can start asking them to prepare that report for you.
Thanks, Melissa. That's perfect. But I was going to add in to, for Ken's sake, Ken, as one that I know all committee members, we all need to do participation in that. But I know I've been excited to be on that committee for all these years. But I personally, because of my age and so forth, I'm going to wait for the vaccine. So personally, and I should be in line eventually here, I'm going to wait until I feel a little more safe, because I am around people much older than myself, and I have to be extra careful. And I'm not ready to go out in that fashion currently. I don't know how the rest of you feel. You're all certainly welcome, because it's something that all committee members, if you can get somebody to go with, is sure welcome to do. And Melissa can get us back, with a list, and I can help whoever it is that does feel up to it, and young and healthy, and I can help you any way I can, having done so many of them. So Ken, I don't know your thoughts on that. Maybe are you ready to go out and do site visits, Ken?
Yeah. Bottom line is, though, we could at least get the list started. Let's shoot for January. And obviously, pending, none of us know the future as far as the spiking of COVID up and down. We want to be safe and not put anybody at risk. So all I'm saying is that no one's being forced or has to do it. At least let's get the list out to everyone and see there. So when we get the go ahead, maybe, because Pima County has certainly been heavy shut down as far as the county health department, and trying to say, if we can avoid it, if it's not necessary, stay home, stay in, stay away. So with that caveat, I would just say, let's get the list ready. Let's shoot for January. Let's be optimistic. But that doesn't mean that come January 1, we're going knocking on doors. It could be discussed at the January meeting to see where we go from throughout, the future of the year is a suggestion. I'm just bringing that out. That's my thoughts. Others may feel otherwise.
That actually works for me, Ken, in that the next meeting is January 26th, and hope maybe even by then, who knows, as far as the vaccine goes. Like I say, once I get that, I'm going to still, of course, practice all safe measures, but I'll feel a lot more comfortable, and I'm going to hit the street running, I hope. So excellent. So
good.
Thank you. If you can get that in the works for next month, that would be swell. And it isn't until the latter part of the month. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can ask the providers to start preparing the report again. I do need to give them 30 days to complete it.
Okay.
So I'll try to see if they can get it done by the next meeting. If I let them know today, then that should be about 30 days. So.
And frankly, if it rolls to February, Melissa, thank you. That's fine too, because I think that's even a safer margin, I think. So wonderful. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have questions, comments on that? Okay. All right. Someone new joined. Susan, are you there? I wonder if you got on. I guess not. Okay. Special populations. Phyllis, do you have some updates?
So this is Phyllis. I still think all the schools down in Pima County here, and I believe all the other counties, they're closed now for winter break, but they are also going to extend that remote learning. So when the kids go back to school, they're going to have 3 more weeks of remote learning. All the schools that were doing hybrid, where they would do a combination of 2 days at the on campus, the other 3 days on remote learning, they're stopping that. The reason is because I know in the Vail School District, the superintendent sent out a letter stating that after Thanksgiving, they started losing staff and some of the kids were sick. So they want to avoid that, avoid the spread, and have all remote learning done. TUSD is not doing any in-class education. It's all remote learning. And my understanding for all the other districts, they're doing the same thing after the winter break. Arizona Complete Health, I'm on their foster kinship adoption board, as is Sharon. And also I go to their monthly meetings. And we're all very concerned about the effects of this ongoing pandemic. And, you know, increase in DV and suicides among kids, you know, young people. So they're going to be doing some education of all the committee members about suicide prevention. They want to get it out to the community, although a lot of school districts have that in place already for suicide prevention and education. But we just really want to, one of the things I asked them to stress was because a lot of times people think that suicides happen, there's all these signs beforehand, or that little kids don't think of suicide, and that's just not true. So they're really going to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, kindergartners think about, my grandson when he was 5 wanted to kill himself. So some tips for all of us to help, and teachers to help identify when kids are really struggling and not have to wait for them to, you know, say, help me, because they don't even know sometimes that they need the help. So, and then we're also looking at when Mercy Care takes over the CMDP, trying to collaborate with them down here in Pima County, because we're a very collaborative area of the state. And we all work together for the good of our families and the community. So you just want to keep that momentum going as this happens. It's going to impact thousands and thousands and thousands of kids and families. DCS is looking at restructuring some things. They're looking at, they're doing, I guess, an RFP, Tyson. Is that what's happening in January, right? An RFP for some of the programs.
I believe so.
Yeah. They're wanting to have nurturing parents and family connections as two of the curriculums that are used to help families. We have at FIC, we have a nurturing parent educator. So there's going to be some changes starting next year, and it's going to affect everybody. So since Sharon's throw in the stuff from that committee, Tyson, did Sharon give you anything else that she wanted to say?
No, she didn't. She's at an investigation, actually, I think right now. It's the reason she couldn't join. I think what I would throw out about nurturing parenting is, for provider agencies that want to be able to offer that, it's a very affordable training to send someone. I know sometimes when you do EBP rollouts, it can be pretty expensive. but it's a very affordable, and the courts really do support it down here in Pima County as an intervention.
Yeah, and we're using it at FIC now. I have our educator, Edward, who works down here, he lives and works in Tucson, is delivering that education to like four different parents right now. And it's real, and there's so many different modules, and it's great. It's a really neat program. They even have a curriculum that's for people who have trouble reading. It's a really neat program. I'm excited about it.
And Ed's certified to do nurturing parents for fathers, right?
Yes, he is. He's got a couple of dads he's working with, and I'm getting ready to enroll two more dads. But yes, he is.
That's a great resource for the community, for sure.
Yeah, thanks. So, Barb, that's about all I have. And
a lot. That's excellent. Thanks, Phyllis. And thanks for bringing in Sharon and your part, too. And thanks, Tyson. Those are good things. Okay. Any questions from anyone about these programs? I will ask you, CMPD.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Comprehensive Medical and Dental Plan or program. It's children who went to DCS care. They transfer from whatever insurance they have. They get the CMDP, which is
DP.
That's why I couldn't figure it out.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, perfect.
Comprehensive Medical Dental Plan, I think it's called.
Thanks. Okay, now I've got a better understanding. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Anyone else have a question, comment? All right, let's see here. Administrative miscellaneous bylaws. So I've been working with Dr. Potts from North and Dot, actually he's from Central, I believe, and North, and we all compiled our bylaws. And I've, when I sent out our agenda last week, I sent a copy of our bylaws, the draft version. Have any of you had a chance to read through these?
Yes, this is Joe, and I do have a question about number four, Article 4.
Okay.
I assume that this, the asterisk in the years is going to be filled in. And I think, to my reading, there's a conflict between A and C.
Oh, hang on a minute here. Hang on. Are we on number four between A and C?
Article 4, organization. In A, it says the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary will make up the executive committee. And then down in C, it says the executive committee will also consist of the subcommittee chairs.
Okay. I'm
chair.
Okay. Secretary. Now, the way this came together, by the way, is it's a combination of theirs, two other committees, and ours. And our older one, okay? This is specialized just for us. And if you did see the asterisk, which I should have mentioned, that's because I'm still working on the verbiage of it, and I wanted to talk to you all about it. I'm not sure. That's trying to figure out how to handle that one, where those asterisks are. And that was about term. By the way, that was on page four, I guess. And it reads... the term of office shall be ... year. That's because, as you know, it's not that easy to get. It's hard to limit it to two years. There's just not enough of us. So many of us, as you know, Joe, and Ken, and so forth. You know, we end up being here for years. So that was just a matter of trying to sort out how to write that. And I haven't had a chance to get back to Dr. Potts and North to see how they're handling that particular one. And another, okay, but I'm sorry, Joe, I'm trying to find that spot.
Article A says the members must elect a chair, vice chair, and secretary from the committee membership. These members shall, so elected, shall serve as officers of the executive committee. And then down in C, it says the executive committee is composed of the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and subcommittee chairs. To me, that's a little bit of a conflict.
Okay, noted. Okay. You know what, Joe? Let me, okay. Any comments, Ken, or I don't know.
Yeah, we could. Joe, what do you just want to strike subcommittee chairs or?
Yeah. I'm looking for that spot anyway. I'm wondering if.
4C, Article 4C.
Article 4.
4C. Joe, what's your recommendation?
Well, again, we've never had the subcommittee chairs as the executive committee, but it's completely up to the committee. I mean, if you want to have them, that's fine with me.
But, I actually agree with you, Joe. I think we'll just stop. See, this is, again, this is how they choose to do it. But I like it chair, vice chair.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, perfect.
I understand.
That's what I'm looking for is input. And, oh, I wanted to make a note to everyone. When I went and looked at the map, thank you, Frederica, for giving me a link to that, of the counties that our committee is, open to. We cover, I mean, that we're an oversight committee on counties. It's Pima, Pinal, La Paz, Yuma, Graham, Greenlee, Santa Cruz, and Cochise. I'm exhausted. Oop, where are you? Where'd you go? Whoop. Where? Oh, there. I'm sorry. I lost my screen for a minute. There we go. So that was a surprise to me how large our range is on this. Also, Joe, I made that one correction. Then, Ken, are you there still?
Yeah. Here. Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, good. Thank you. I wasn't sure my screen went off. I was afraid I might even.
Oh, you go ahead.
So, the other one, so there was that one we all, I like that fix. Has anybody else had a chance to read it and do they have any comments? Why don't we give this, Larry, forgive me, just a little bit longer on this. The bylaws are almost completed for your, to send you for approval. But I just have that one other area under Article 4 of organization, and I'm still working on A.
Yep. Barb, this is Joe again. I do have one other question. I can't find it right now in front of me, but one of the things that I'm not sure I agree with or think is a great idea is that you're limiting members to two terms on the committee.
That's what we're working on. This was again a compilation, and that's what we're trying to clear out. Is I don't know, no terms, and I couldn't.
Yeah,
find
that. That's what I would suggest. It's in there someplace, but I don't remember where.
That's to be stricken because
good.
Stuck on this one up here. Is we want to have it open ended, and we were it got busy, and I was with both Dot and Dr. Potts. We were trying to figure out how to write that. So in other words, this draft will be edited, and those are the areas I'm concerned with too. So okay, wonderful. And what I'll do is I'll get some verbiage on that, and I'll put it in the body of an email, and then I'll shoot out right after the holidays next week or so another copy of this for all of you to look at. So the sooner you approve these, let me know. Can I do it that way, Larry? Can I just send it out an email and they can let me know?
And everybody can write to and just say, their comments to Barbara.
Okay. I'd appreciate that because I'd really like to get this to you, Larry, because the bylaws are so close to being done. They're really, really, really close.
So, Barbara?
Yes.
Just for minutes. And so the action item is that you're going to send a revised version sometime in the next 2 weeks, and that you want committee feedback or approval within a week of sending it out. So just so we can
perfect. I would love that if that works. Give them 2 weeks, Give them a couple weeks.
So when do you think you'll send the revised version out to the committee?
Within the next two weeks. By then I should be able to knock that out. I'm going to try to do it. Well, it's tough. As soon as I can get back with Dr. Potts. Yeah. As soon as I can, yeah. I'll get this out. And I might even get your help, Joe. You're good at the verbiage. Thank you. Yes, Ken? Yes.
Hey, see, I'll be glad to jump in on this.
Excellent. We'll put our heads together and figure out how to word this. It's a five-page bylaws, so I appreciate. But I think you'll all appreciate having these clear. I like it. It's just guidelines, bylaws, really clear. It's good. And I sure appreciate North and Dr. Potts and Dot for helping me with the template. Okay, so there's that. Any other questions, comments on the bylaws?
Yeah, Barbara, can you hear me? This is Susan.
Susan, welcome. Yes, I hear you.
I've been on the call for a long time, but I had myself muted accidentally. My apologies. I have a question on the bylaws, and it has to do with the map and areas of responsibility for Southern Arizona. The map is of responsibility and oversight is substantially larger than, I'll just say, in the HRC days. Is that map correct? And I assume it is. And if that's the case, and this doesn't have to be written in the bylaws, but if that's the case, in future conversations, we're going to need to address whether or not those are separate IOCs, or how do we get members from those areas, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm looking at the map as we speak. I went out to the, thanks to Frederica, out to the website. It's got the REBAs and aligned with ACC, the names, and it shows in color. And yes, that is truly our, I highlighted each one. And Frederica, can you verify that I had those counties correct? There's seven counties.
Yeah, I believe that is correct. I'd have to pull up the map just to confirm so I can do that. But I believe the ones that you listed are correct.
Okay, thanks. I'm looking at it, and I am pretty sure. And I remember when I heard about this the first time, Susan, I forget when this got assigned this way. Oh, effective 2018, October 1st. I nearly fell off the chair. I went, oh. And you make a very valid point about, I don't know how on earth we're supposed to. I know how this affects me to one degree. When I was doing the seclusion restraints, reports would come in from these different counties, and I would realize straight up if we had oversight or not. I would see occasionally reports come to me, seclusion restraints, from counties that we don't cover up north. So I just excluded those. So that's how this was helpful. But as far as actually having some action out there, I haven't a clue how we're supposed to do that. Any comments, suggestions?
So I would say around membership. I mean, I think as a committee, we need to do outreach to agencies providing services, peer and family-run organizations in those areas to really reach out and see if we can get membership from them. If we have the responsibility for the areas, maybe we can set that as a goal for the membership and outreach committees for 2021. I'd be happy to help do some of that outreach. And I think the health plans that are on the call today could maybe point us the direction to some of those provider agencies in those rural regions.
Excellent. Yes. Especially with the Zoom call these days, if we continue this, I love it. We can easily incorporate other communities like that across state and so forth. Yes. Perfect, Tyson. comments on that, anyone?
This is Joe. I have a comment or question about that. If the according to the Arizona Revised Statutes, we're limited to the number of people that we can have in the committee. And well, it seems to me we've got the southern half of the state now. And we're talking about adding more members. How are we going to do that?
Good point. I forgot about that. We have a 15-member limit. Oh. Yeah, you're right. Larry, Frederica, anyone?
Well, you have right now you have 10 committee members, correct? Or 9 voting members, but 10 total. So you do have 5 open slots available for on your committee. So I would continue to try to, like Tyson had a great idea, I would continue to try to recruit as many people as you can. Keep building momentum and keep building committee members.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
I agree, but what I'm thinking is I think somebody needs to take a look at the amount of area that we cover. I mean, thank you. In my opinion, this is physically impossible for us to do that job, at least to do it correctly.
Well, this is Susan. Remembering historically that, and I don't have the map in front of me, but I remember gasping when I saw it for the first time last week. Historically, when several of those counties, primarily to the west, who had, you know, separate HRCs, they had a very, very difficult time even recruiting in their own areas. And that was, am I remembering that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yes, I mean, Europe. Yuma, and I mean, just to drive there, it would be, you know, that's a day-long thing. So it will take a dedicated, at least 2 members to just work on that, probably indefinitely, to keep members from those communities involved and, you know, on track and so forth. So I have the same concern. I'm curious as to how that came about. And maybe Larry, you can speak to that. I don't know.
No, nobody wants to answer that. I got a question, another question, if I could. You know, I've been a little bit out of what's going on here, but how many Rivas do we have in the state now?
Three.
Right, okay. And there's, yeah, there's Northern Arizona, Maricopa County, and Southern Arizona. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How come Maricopa County is only one county then?
Based off population, Joe, I believe. Some of the rural counties, even
as Susan said, you know, for 2 of our members to go and do a site visit is going to take a day's travel time plus gas and food for that person to spend. You know, that's a little bit far reaching for a committee of volunteers.
Well, I think if we are able to recruit members from some of the rural counties, it would be that the expectation they're able to assist with those site visits in that area. If we're unable to do that, then we wouldn't have the ability to do the site visits in that area. We need participation from that community.
Well, that's my point. I mean,
Joe, in the new bylaws, by the way, on that note, thank you for that. If they have, excuse me, I'm walking through, getting away from that bird. the bylaws have included the ability to enlist with committee approval, student interns and things. So in other words, if we had a remote member from out west, let's say, and yeah, I was thinking there's a lot of things they could do. They could look at oversight on the Q&M server would be fantastic. We need just hundreds of those. But further, if they want to do a site visit, they can enlist, again, with committee approval, they can enlist a student, an intern, or other young adult who is interested in, you know, this field, and they can, because, you know, you need people to go, and they could do a joint visit with someone other than a committee member, you see, so they can enlist, they could actually have a team of five, as long as those people filled out paperwork for Larry, right, Larry, you know, to get them, they have to do some sort of official paperwork, these non-members, right? That's in our bylaws. Of course, in all fairness, we haven't got those approved, have we? Does that sound
no, and it, historically, we've had trouble getting members, especially as it's been stated in the rural communities.
But like I say, if the function that they were trying to do was a site visit where you need two people, and we get our bylaws approved where there's additional verbiage in there. This is I learned this from Dr. Potts' area, where you're able to enlist the help of a college student or an intern or something, and you run this individual by our committee, and they get the blessing. Yes, you know, they can do this. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, I understand what you're saying. It's good in theory, but whether or not it would pan out in reality is another thing I have doubts about.
And I better check right now before I speak on this anymore, because we haven't got these to prove. Larry, does that sound like in the realm of...
Hey, Barb, this is CJ. Larry put a note in the chat that he had to drop off.
Oh, dear. Okay, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so he just asked that any ADOA questions just be submitted to him via email. So that might be one that you want to get typed up and sent over.
Mm-hmm. Do you or Frederica have a clue on that notion?
I think when Access was the agency that supported the IOCs, we did allow that by way of non-voting members. I'm not sure that ADOA has established that in their guidelines, so I think you're moving in the right direction, that you would put that in your bylaws, and if ADOA approves it, then boom.
Okay, great.
Can I speak back to Joe's comment? This is Susan. I think that's great, again, in theory, but historically, those counties, whole counties, not just cities, had tremendous trouble just finding one committee member. And
exactly.
I mean, they dropped off every couple months, and it was a real difficult situation. And we tried to help to the extent that we could. But I mean, they, for probably the good part of the year, that I remember, if not 5 years, they didn't even have a committee, because there were no committee members and they couldn't get any. So
correct.
Again, the visits are, I mean, that's great in theory, but you know, we got to start with a committee member who's going to stick with it. And I think the reason the turnover was so high was that one person was overwhelmed and, you know, couldn't keep up with everything.
Okay.
So I'm done.
Thanks.
My comment.
That's good to know. And it makes total sense. I came on in, I think, 2008, and I don't remember that. I do remember having one member coming in from Yuma, and it was quite a challenge for that individual way back when. But I was thinking, if we continue to, everyone's becoming more used to these remote calls. I mean, even if we, once we meet in person again, we can set up a computer and have that remote member join in. So, I mean, it's just something to think about, certainly. But I agree with you. It's a huge amount of responsibility for a small committee. And I will, I think we need to continue to talk about this and get some questions answered. Oh, I see. I was asking Frederica, and she's sending apologies because her audio isn't working. So, okay.
Okay. And then maybe interrupt as far as the annual report. One of the questions is always recommendations, et cetera, that could go in there as an annual report for all of us, for that matter. You know, put that in there. In terms of the question, we may not be able to solve it this session or the next one, but at least that should be raised to the director's level as a legitimate concern. It may not be something that, you know, Larry or Frederick can resolve right now, but I think we should consider putting that as a piece of our recommendation in the annual report. I just thought I'd interject that.
I think that's a great idea, Ken.
Me too.
Thank you, Joe.
Barbara, this is CJ. I put the statute wording in the chat for you. And I'm not sure if you guys can all see it. So according to your statutes, it just says that at least one independent oversight committee per GSA. So again, you know, if you're going to make that recommendation, you could look at recommending that ADOA establish additional oversight committees that serve certain counties.
Exactly.
I think it's excellent. We'll have to sort out how that, thank you, CJ, how that's done, because as I look at it, this is just huge, this this many counties. As you said, Joe and Susan, this is half the bottom of the state. Yeah, it's a lot. So, and especially
maybe
the distance, yeah.
Maybe we, one place to start, I think Larry mentioned that it was when the question came up about Maricopa County, that it was divided based on population, I think. And it'd be interesting to see what the grand total population is of these the new Southern Arizona counties are.
So, can I speak? I think you also need to look at Northern Arizona. That is a huge geographic area as well, especially if you include the Navajo Nation.
Agreed.
Or that oversight committee. So I think we can ask, you know, can we look at dividing? That can be part of what we recommend in our annual report. But in the interim, I think we, as a committee, could be doing some outreach, working with the health plans to identify providers and peer and family-run organizations in those areas to see if there is participation, and maybe even, you know, maybe becomes a subcommittee of this committee for the rural outlying regions.
I agree, Tyson. I love that idea. And if we do get, does anybody, by the way, remember when Sierra Vista was trying to get something started? See, they would have been ideal if we could get them maybe on our committee, these individuals, and then maybe for them try to gain some of these other regions. You know, like Sierra Vista would be ideal for Greenlee, Cochise South, for instance, but just to get them going on a committee so they had an understanding of how this functions might be an idea too. But Tyson, with the committee members' approval, I like this idea of reaching out to see if we can't at least entice somebody to a meeting, you know, to come and visit with us and see if there's some sort of interest. Susan, Joe?
I agree. I mean, that's just, you know, go ahead, Susan.
No, I think that's a good idea, and I seem to remember at one point We were working much more closely with Sierra Vista than we ever worked with the others. And it could have been the distance. I just don't remember the details of it, but I do remember working more closely with Sierra Vista than we did the other
Without a doubt, there needs to be more committees, but I just have a funny hunch that if, you know, starting up a group is tricky, and if we could get some people trained, so to speak, with us as a remote, you know, member, that they would begin to see, and we could even help give them a helping hand to get some more committees going. It's, you know, all in all. So it's just a thought. But can you put that on our 2021 somehow, Tyson, and then we'll try to get that in the annual report. I like it.
I've got it in my notes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, wonderful. We've lost a few people. Larry's had to go, understandably, and let's see. But we're still pretty good here. What?
Phyllis dropped off as well.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Phyllis had an appointment too. By the way, an annual report will just be on that shortly because it's a work in progress. And Susan, is there anything you want to say other than it's a work in progress? Larry's gone. He doesn't know this, but
well, we will. With some unexpected health issues in my household, it got put on the back burner. I apologize. And with the holidays this week, it's still on the back burner, but the health issues are getting better. So I'm hoping by, you know, next week, if you're available, Barb, and possibly Ken, we can knuckle down on that and get that back on track.
Absolutely. We'll do that. Because I should have, like I said, I'm going to do my best to get those few sentences cleared up on the bylaws and get those over to, get them to you all and then get them over. Or let me ask you as a committee, because most of us are here. Never mind. I'm just going to do it. I'll get it to us and then I'll get it to Larry. I want to get it to Larry as soon as I can, but I really think you all need an opportunity to read it when we finish it. So anyway, more Susan?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Susan.
Let's stay in touch.
Yeah. Okay, let me see, Joanna. Oh, thank you, Joanna. Yes, please. Thank you. I'm going to keep you in mind on that, to have you go over this like Joe did, this draft of our bylaws. And then, and also with the annual report, I take it that's what your hand was up, you little doll. Let's see here. Recap on the QM training and assignments. No, I had said on our last meeting that I was going to call y'all or email you all in 2 weeks, and I left everybody alone, and I hope that's okay. I'm still leaving you alone. It's just busy times. But if all of you can, to the best of your ability, get over to Frederica and get signed in. I'm still, I know we're working with Phyllis to get her some training. And anyone else needing to get training? More training on navigating the QM server? Anybody? Anyone? Okay, well, we'll get Phyllis set up. And then, and we've got the assignments pretty well sorted out. Again, all we need, all of us, is more time. All right. If there's no more questions, I'm going to move on to the REBA and provider updates.
Hey, Barb, this is CJ. Before we do REBA updates, can I give you guys an agency update?
Yes, please.
So there's going to be a change over here at Access. I will be transitioning out of the advocacy department and over into the quality management department, which means I will not have as much interactions with you folks as I have. And Access will be recruiting for my replacement. So this will be the last Southern IOC meeting I get to attend. My last day with Frederica and Larry is going to be on the 8th of January.
Do we get to vote on that?
Yeah. Can you hear me screaming into a pillow, CJ? I am. I'm screaming into a pillow.
Oh, you guys are so great. I am not going to be far away. I will be part of the quality management team, so I will still be able to support any concerns you guys have with the QM portal by way of Frederica, and I will always continue to be available to assist you guys with portal navigation trainings and various suggestions to enhancing those that you need, because that will be part of my new role as well. So I'm not going far, and of course, you know, I will miss all of you, but I did want to let you know, because there will be a new face eventually. But I will help train that person so that you guys continue to have that support. And of course, Frederica is still going to be in fault.
Oh gosh, CJ, you've been the absolute best. I thank you. Thank you. Congrats. I hope that's a good move for you. I hope it's what you want. Thank you.
It is. I appreciate it. I will miss all of you. But again, you know, I will still be available to assist you guys when you need it. And Frederica will definitely reach out, I'm sure. She's still in denial that this is happening. But again, I'm not going to be far, and the quality management team works really closely with our advocacy team, as you can imagine, is very, very important. So I'm not going to be too far away.
Oh, geez. Thank you so much. I guess we're going to miss you. And Fred, that pillow screaming is very effective. I've been using it for 4 years. Do screaming into a pillow helps.
They had to call me.
We've got somebody needing a mute there. Oh gosh, thank you. All right. So I'm up for other provider updates. Reba, updates. Anybody?
Hi, this is Melissa. I don't have anything new to report.
Thanks, Melissa.
Hey, it's Jason here from TPD. I've been here actually for a while. I was kind of just trying to wait for my turn. I might have signed on a little late and missed my spot. I don't have anything really to report either, other than that we are very grateful. I think it was Pima County and OPCS, some kind of collaborative effort. We got a whole bunch of blankets delivered. So if anyone needs blankets, or you know, yourself to pass out, or even if you just see perhaps, you know, someone just out in the community, whether it's a camp or just anything, and you feel like they need blankets, just shoot me an email.
Great. Thank you, Jason.
You know, by the way, to regular members and to Jason, I found them online wholesale for $7 each, so I ordered a batch, but who knows when they'll ever show up. But thank you for that. Just go to them and distribute them. I'm so happy that that program's working so well, because it's been so cold. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and thank you for being here. Thank you. Okay. Oh, that's wonderful news. Okay. Joe from Banner, anyone have anything they'd like to add? Are you still here?
Hi, Barbara.
Yes.
This is Joe with Banner. We have no updates at this time.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Michelle? Okay. Tyson, can you see any other providers? I don't have the list in front of me.
Is Sophie from United on the call?
Yeah, we're still here, everyone. This is Sophie. With United Healthcare, I have no substantial updates to provide the committee at this time.
Okay. Well,
Haley from Magellan.
Okay. Any updates? No? Okay. I've added North IOC and Central. Is anyone on the call from North or Central? Okay. Well, we can't get a report from the public. It's just not possible. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to say or add or any questions or comments?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you, Tyson, for taking the notes. Thank you, Barb, for running a good. Happy holidays. Be safe.
I second that.
Barb, this is CJ. I just want to make sure I put a link in the chat there. I don't know, Tyson, if you're able to grab that for the notes. And it's just a direct link to where all of you are able to view the enrollment numbers by county and health plan on the Access website. And that is updated the first day of every month. So if you guys are going to need that information, just want to make that easy for you to get to.
That'll be very helpful with our expanded responsibilities.
CJ, okay. Thanks. Put that in the notes. Thank you.
No problem.
That's wonderful. It's a PDF. Excellent. That's wonderful. Okay. Oh, that's terrific. See, what are we going to do without you, CJ?
Well, I'm trying to pass on all my tricks to Frederica, and she is more than capable, but also there will be a new me. They might not be exactly me, but I'm sure they will be just as wonderful and supportive to you guys.
Oh, good. I hope so. Thank you.
Good.
Well, I'd like to wish everyone the safest, healthiest, warmest, happy holidays. And we meet again. And that's about all I've got to say. We do have a meeting scheduled for January 26th. So I'll just say thank you to all of you so much for all you've done and done this year. It's been an interesting 2020.
Here's to 2021. Could only get better.
Agreed. Well, okay. Did anybody else have one? Anyway, I'm going to say thank you to this wonderful team, and I guess we'll just all start signing off. And I'm going to try to figure out, CJ, how to get that link. I think I'm going to go click on it now so I can bookmark that link. And I'll get that to you too, Susan.